literally start immediately. A wee moment. I can start immediately. A wee moment. How you like that, dude? We on, baby.
Can't stop thinking about it. The only thing I'm thinking about is last night.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Show. That's you, the only thing on my mind. You got a worm in your brain. I can't. Dude. So last night I did a show at a local theater.
Mm-hmm.
And I opened the show with a joke because the theater's in Chinatown. And the name of the theater sounds like something Asians would name a theater.
Yeah.
Should I just say? I mean, who cares?
Might as well. You're banned just, anyway.
There's a good comedy. Like, it sounds funny. It's funny. And then I'm like, yeah. I immediately, as soon as that joke is like getting I opened with it and it hardly worked. And I was like, yeah, that joke never works. I always open with that. I like to open with a bad racist joke. Make sure everyone knows I suck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just joking. Everything's fine.
The place is named Good Good. You're in Chinatown and you open up, welcome to Good Good.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
And it's funny. They're gentrifying Good Good. Or they're gentrifying Chinatown. So it's
definitely.
It's funny to gentrify and to steal their culture.
By naming it Good Good.
Oh, a very good, good comedy here. $5. All comedy you can have. Do you like alt white guys pretending to wear dress up clothes? Come in here. What about foreign named comedy girls? Today we have Napana Chamana. Very good comedy.
Yeah, I'm definitely banned.
That'd be hilarious if like an old Asian dude bought that and just continued with their whole shtick.
Yeah. Today we have a Jabuki. Very funny comedy. Is he white? No one knows. Very diverse comedy here.
Stop.
Yeah, so
I can't take any more.
I went in there, dude. And every time I go, I'm always totally cognizant of the fact that
oh my God.
Somebody's going to get upset with it.
I'm sorry. The Asian voice, I think, is like the bottom of my foot in terms of my sense of humor. Yeah, just if you hit it, dude, I fucking so can't stop laughing.
Well, that's why I fucking did it on stage, because it's funny to go up there.
It's so funny. Like,
$5? Comedy? You want to come into here?
I don't know, man.
We sell textbooks. We rip off college kids for textbooks to pay for a good, good comedy here.
Yeah, that's a whole other issue.
Do we rip off Barack colleges sometimes? Maybe. Have we ever ripped off a Cheney? Yes.
All right.
Oh my God.
So I did.
So you did the voice.
And then during my set, I did a joke about everybody says they're not racist. And then I say being racist isn't like a yes or no thing. Being racist is like being hungry. Sure, you're not hungry right now, but a cheeseburger could cut you off in traffic and you could get hungry.
Yeah.
And then people kind of laugh, and then I say, if it helps, the cheeseburger's Asian. Does that help you feel comfortable with that joke?
And people laugh.
Because it seems like the cheeseburger I'm talking about is a black person.
Yeah.
At which point, the joke is racist.
Exactly,
but
yeah.
Then, when I point out the fact that if it was Asian, you wouldn't be offended.
Well, and I've seen it a bunch of times in action. The joke works regardless, but then usually when you hit the cheeseburger line saying he's Asian, everyone laughs.
So, the point of that joke is to point out the double standard that...
Mm-hmm.
It's racist for us to laugh. It is a racist if it is a black cheeseburger. Oh, very black cheeseburger. So if the cheeseburger is black, it's racist. But then if I make it Asian, everyone's comfortable with white people are comfortable to laugh at it.
Definitely.
Which I'm pointing out the fact that that's a double standard. Very double.
Well, you might be too subversive for your own good.
Maybe, but I think it's pretty clear when I say, does that make it better?
Yeah.
Like I'm saying, if the cheeseburger is Asian, does that help?
I think the whole thing is just that, like, so, like, an SJW sitting in the crowd, the soup's already rotten, dude.
Sure.
You said cheeseburger, now they're going, meh. And you say Asian, they just go, meh.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. They misinterpreted it, and they took it.
Two stops this time, meh.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They do the fucking cha-cha slide of oppression, dude. They're just like, oh. But, so then they did this interview thing because it was a game show or like a show.
You had three angry people.
Three angry girls in the dead front row.
So it was like the Muppets instead of old men. It was just two angry Asian ladies looking down at you. Being like,
they're very pretty young. They were young too. That was a problem. They were like probably mid to early 20s. So they were just primed for like, he should not be talking about our race this way.
Oh, so they were just like,
they were full on fucking like, But again, they weren't doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
They were offended by what I had said, but they weren't saying anything. Well, they just didn't think it was funny, which is fine. Like I wasn't mad at them for that. That happens all the time. You're allowed to
people either not get it
or not think it's funny.
True.
So that's fine. I had no problem with that. But then when they do this interview thing afterwards, I was joking with the fact that they didn't like me.
Yeah.
I was like, these three did not like me at all. And I was like, now that we're in the open Q&A session, I figured I'd address that, maybe break the ice. And I did kind of. They started to laugh. And I'd done an Australian joke, so that one of the hosts was like, yeah, they probably didn't like you because they're Australian. And I was like, I don't think that's it. It's probably because they're Asians.
And that
was what made them very upset.
But that was the truth of the matter.
Yeah, well, don't just say truth here. But no, and then I got off stage and I was like, man, I do feel bad. I didn't want to fucking actually hurt their feelings.
Yeah,
like,
it hurts more too when they're hot.
Yeah.
You don't want to hurt hot chicks' feelings. True. You're like, no, I'm wrong.
Well, I just knew it was a miscommunication.
Yeah.
And I was the only one talking, so it was on me. So like, I felt bad. Okay. I felt bad. I didn't want to hurt their feelings. So I was like, I think I'm going to go apologize to them. And then a female comic that was on the show with me was like, those are actually my roommates. I think they'd be open to you apologizing to them. And I was like, yeah, I can do that for sure. I was thinking about it. I was like, I don't want to rehash it and make it weirder than it has to be. Maybe it wasn't that weird. Maybe it's just in my head. And she was like, no, I think it'd be good if you did. And I was like, all right, cool. I can probably do that.
Yeah.
And then I was like, if I want to, sure.
Yeah.
So then I'm standing there. And then that same female comic comes walking back in and is like, okay, now they're out front. You can go apologize to them.
Jesus Christ.
And I was like, oh.
She's on like a headset right now. Then being like, oh, he's coming out.
Me. Yeah, then she walked back and approached me. I was like, they're outside. You can go apologize. You should apologize. She basically Jesus was like, Christ. Go apologize.
She's pretty much shoving you out the door.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, man, now I really don't want to.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's a normal reaction.
But so then I went out and I was like, hey, sorry about that. I did apologize. I wasn't like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. But I was like,
yeah.
Hey, I didn't have any intention of... When I walked up to them, the one girl literally, like, shuddered away from me. She's like, oh, my God.
Probably thought you were about to fucking
They
hit
were,
them.
Like, really mad at me.
Probably thought you were about to bust your dick out, dude.
They're upset.
They're ready for level two, dude. They thought you were about to fucking start jerking off.
Full fucking... So then I was like, guys, I'm really... I was like, I didn't mean to do that. I was like, oh, so sorry. No, I didn't say that. That would have been sick. But no, I was like, sorry. I didn't mean to fucking... get you guys fired up.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to offend you. I was just telling, sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. And they were like, well, you expected us to like sit there and take, and I was like, look, you don't have to accept my apology.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, sorry.
Apologies on the table.
Goodbye.
Nice.
Like, see ya. And then,
should have just bought them some candy, not apologized.
Think
like,
I should have gotten sweet
go.
Treats.
Got a sweet treat. Like, here you go.
Do you think they were like, but then,
But, that sucks that you're forced to apologize. Basically, they're like, you know, it was just like, all right, well, let's fucking debate
well,
right
now. See, the thing that sucks is I was going to apologize on my own.
Yeah, and you got bullhorned.
And then someone came up and was like, go apologize right now. And it's like, well, now I'm apologizing for something that I've never had to apologize for those jokes in my entire life.
Yeah.
Not my entire life, but you know what I mean? Since I've been telling them, which has been like 2 fucking years.
If you were
years.
Like, I do that every single time in my act, and then now you have to stick to like an Asian voice in your act every single time.
For sure. So then somebody that was at the show, who...
So this is run by Good Good, who used to do digital graffiti and be like, this show is genius, this show is awesome.
Well,
it
I
was
don't know if they
so,
ever called it genius.
Yeah, I've had it before. It's like, dude, this show is great, that show was awesome. So maybe not genius, you know, quote unquote, but they're like, dude, awesome, this show is great, blah, blah, blah. So now you're telling me that was, what, last year?
Maybe two.
2 years ago.
Year and a half, two, yeah.
And now...
Times have changed, man. Things have changed.
That's a quick change, dude.
It was a sudden
That was
change.
The whole point of digital graffiti, to be as offensive as possible.
Yeah. But then I get home and read this Facebook message.
Yeah.
Actually, I didn't read it. It was sent to me. This was clearly... I mean, it's vague, because that's how these people operate.
Yeah, in
they'll
the shadows.
Fucking, they'll, like... obviously criticize you but not name you and then be like it wasn't about you so anyway an hour after that show ended somebody that was there he said giving a pass to a racist sexist homophobic comedian because they're quote good at comedy is like giving a pass to a racist sexist homophobic politician because they're good at politics. Oh, a very wisdom. A very good wisdom.
Yeah, it's lame, dude.
No, that sucks. But
that does. Well, there
so that's been bothering the fuck out
that
of me.
That'll piss me off. Because
it's like,
man,
every time I see the guy who wrote that, I try to be friendly. I mean, why? I get it. He doesn't fucking like me. Well, I don't. Anytime people don't like me,
that's true. Yeah,
it bothers the fuck out.
Well,
of me.
The onus is on you too, because like we're currently the Monstars right now, dude.
Yeah, and like,
yeah, you can't. Yeah, it's not like they're gonna be like, hey, man, you know, things are weird right now.
Zero chance he would ever be like, look.
Well, if he needed something from you,
sure,
he would be like, you're the best, you're the great.
But it's like,
if you have more credits. Not a problem.
If I had the textbooks.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just, it sucks. I mean, now it's definitely not going to ever resolve itself. I'm sure they'll get their weasel mitts on this. But,
sure, of course.
The, yeah, it's just been a bummer because I've tried every time I'm there to be friendly with him.
Yeah. Well, dude, you could literally. But it,
I
guess, it doesn't matter. It's all, I guess it all depends
on.
On
stage, I'm racist and sexist and homophobic.
Exactly.
So.
I mean, dude, it's...
It's brand over common sense, and his brand is to be an ally.
Mm-hmm.
Their brand, excuse me. The club, the theater's brand is mm-hmm. like, this is, you know, they're not... That type of comedy isn't meant...
Yeah.
And by that type of comedy, I mean if it's coming from a straight white guy.
Exactly, yeah.
If I was anything else saying exactly the same set
if anyone complains, you know
sure.
what I mean? Like, if they had... It's just, you know, that's their product. You go in there, and it's just, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So... But yeah. I mean, it's not even about if you were friends or whatever, it's like, even if you guys were best friends, as soon as people were like, I don't like him, you could have paid for the whole theater.
Sure.
And as soon as people were like, I don't like him.
I got my name on that plaque.
Did
out
you really?
Front. Yeah.
That's sick.
I'd be sick if I got blacked off of it.
Probably will.
That'd be fucking sick. A little Sharpie.
Someone's going to fucking color you in.
Oh. Dishonorable. I'm already regretting the first part of this.
Really?
Yeah.
You getting antsy?
Ah, but it just sucks.
It
sucks
does.
That it's
well,
come
you're
to
the
this.
Bad guy no matter what, so.
I'm going to be the bad guy, but it's whatever. That's
what
how it goes.
Yeah.
I'm at Bananas Comedy Club regardless.
Still fighting your fight,
dude. I'm at fucking Hartford, Connecticut Funny Bone this weekend.
Well, I just wonder if they'll actually hit you with the big band.
I mean, I don't care if they do.
Yeah.
I don't think I've really ever been paid for doing comedy at that show or that club.
Yeah.
And
well, we got
think...
paid big time for our show.
No, we didn't.
We used to get like $30 every time we packed it out. That was sick.
Every time we sold it out and brought Big J. Oakerson into there. Literally brought Big J. Oakerson to our show.
Yeah.
I brought some decent comics there. I brought Rich Voss there. Mm-hmm. I brought Big J. Oakerson there.
Yeah. You fucking homophobe.
And if you bring Big J, who's pretty much constantly homophobic, sexist, and racist throughout his comedy, and Rich Voss, who's clearly homophobic, racist, and sexist in his comedy, and you're happy to receive them.
Well, I'm telling you, man, all you need is more credits.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Very.
Dude, supporting them is like supporting a politician who's racist, homophobic, and bigoted.
True.
Duh.
Yeah. It's very clear
logic. If you have more credits, you're good. All you need is credits to crush all that.
It's tough to get credits.
Well,
because I suck.
And don't make fun of Asians, dude.
True. I'm going to stop making fun of
Asians.
Wait
till you get on TV
then
and then
I'm
just
get on.
Fucking let it rip.
Well, I don't make fun of Asians.
No, I know.
The thing wasn't, I mean, it was funny too, because I was like, if I bring this up on our podcast, all you have to do is listen to any one of our podcasts and be like, oh yeah, he's pretty racist. I tone it down so much on stage compared to this.
Well, I mean, plus too, you get a lot of people on stage, and I mean, this is a classic role reversal and it never works, but there's like, I watch black comics all the time, make fun of, do white guy voice, and I'm always like hilarious.
Yeah.
Love watching black dudes do white guy voice. It just makes me laugh.
Oh my God.
It makes me laugh so hard.
Well, hello. Yeah, like.
Officer. Yeah, it's always like calling the cops.
Well,
like,
I don't. I realize there's no correlate. The correlation's very thin between black comics making fun of white people.
It's foggy.
But there's enough people, every single comic, like literally saying white guys are evil.
Mm hmm.
And it doesn't seem to be that much of a joke in it. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? Like, people go on a stage and be like, straight white men should not be in power. And it's like, all right.
If I started fucking talking about, like, Rupert Murdoch and all that shit, people would be like, yo, bro, chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's just what it is,
but
man.
It was, there were people that were upset.
Because you said a good to good.
Because I said, welcome to a good to good comedy. But, it wasn't a big deal.
No.
And I was wrong in that they were upset
about it. They probably were charged. They probably went super Scion mode on Facebook, all caps, outraged,
dude. Yeah, that was, they were definitely, they were reaching to get offended on that. They were reaching.
they just went, oh, sweet. A little like tear, the anime teardrop hit the corner of their head, like,
yeah. I would just stand there like, oh, the fucking.
All the stripes came behind
the background behind me, just like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, see, that's funny.
It is funny.
That's hilarious.
But some places you just.
Yeah.
I don't know. It sucks because I was. It happened. It all changed with the political climate.
Yeah. Like, if Trump didn't win, yeah.
When I first moved here, everything was cool.
Yeah.
And everybody got along and everything was fine. And then politics and all that, like political correctness and people being anti-politically correct and like. Because mm-hmm. both sides are not equal, but both sides are pretty wrong on a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Like, there's a ton of fucking morons on the anti-PC fucking side that are like.
Well, it's just like, the whole thing's just like a self.
So it's
like a self-calibrating mechanism. It's like you have weirdos on the left and right, and they have to just kind of argue so that this doesn't fly off the rails either way.
And especially in comedy, where 95% of these people are complete fucking weirdos.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm sitting across from a guy who comes on his own laptop.
Exactly.
Who seems pretty normal.
Yeah, and that's the thing
community,
too.
You're actually normal.
I'm like really well keeled among comedians, and it's like. It is funny, dude. And it's also even just like people who, when people talk like they have a huge handle on politics who like don't work in politics, I'm always kind of in my head like, you're just jerking yourself off.
Yeah.
Like to think that you, a fucking waiter or whatever you do, or just sitting at home and you got the grasp on the entire landscape of politics in America and you're like, here's what we need to do. It's like, you're jerking yourself off.
Yeah, I used to do that. I've been in that. And then I grew up and I was like, I started to grow up and be like, oh, I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And if you look at pretty much any argument, both sides usually have decent reasons. Like, net neutrality even had some decent fucking reasons. Like, everything has...
Dude, thank our new sponsor, the repeal of net neutrality.
Yes, thank you very much. Our new sponsor, paying for internet.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
We're going to make people pay $20 a podcast to get rich.
This podcast now costs $800.
7 bitcoins per listen.
All we need is one guy. All we need is Richards to buy this thing, dude.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Someone could totally buy
Trevor
our podcast.
And fucking Richards to buy this for
our podcast is up for sale right now.
Yeah, also, shout. But that's been... Back to that fucking bullshit that happened to me last night.
I know.
Can't get it. I won't let that go for a while.
You shouldn't, man.
And then people will be like...
You got... Someone bullied you about your art.
Somebody will listen to this and call me a dickhead, and I'll be like, listen, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'll apologize to whoever confronts me about this.
You have to.
I got to work on that. I got to work on not apologizing.
Just sticking to your guns.
My sister was making fun of me for that. The whole last episode, I apologized after every single thing.
Oh, it's funny, too, when I thought about that afterwards. I'm like, damn, dude, Katie's right. You got to rip it.
I know. Well, if I... And then as soon as I apologized last night to those girls, when I was like, listen, mm-hmm. I'm sorry about that. Then I am complete. Like, I'm agreeing that I was
wrong. Now you're wrong, yeah.
I was like...
Well, it's not that. It's just, you know... It's weird because they would love to believe you're, like, super one-dimensional and you just walk around being like, Asians, black people, fucking Muslims.
Yeah, which is... Yeah.
And it's like you're just making jokes, and then in your day-to-day life, when you know somebody's upset with you, it bothers you.
Yeah.
Because you're not a sociopath. So now you got to, you know, so you just won't... I do the same thing. I walk into a room and I'm like, fuck, man. I have some weird shit with this person, and it's just like... You just would rather be like, hey, what's going on?
Sure. And I've done it a couple times.
It doesn't, you know what I mean?
And eventually it just comes back to me apologizing again.
Yeah, but there's a whole other set of factors, too, because it's like, I can't even explain, like, you having to apologize is almost like bedrock to their social interaction, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
To, like, that whole thing, to where, like, it's not like that their whole Saturday nights revolve around that, being like, and then these Asian girls got mad and I forced Shane to do this, and it's like... You run a fucking comedy club, dude.
No, it wasn't him.
No, I know that, but I'm saying, like, to be like, even be like, yeah, that was fucked up. I've never met a comedy owner who, like, a club owner who was just trying to tell a comedian, like, well, they'll tell you not to be dirty, I guess.
You know what's also funny? I haven't run into that in a long time.
Yeah.
It's been, like, 3 years.
Well, once you start middling, too, when you're hosting, that's when they hit you with, like, be clean. You're like, fuck.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, welcome to.
Oh, I closed. Yeah. It's funny, too, when people, like, hosts, because now I have it in my mind that the host should be kind of clean.
Yeah.
And then a host will walk out and be like, what the fuck is up? How the fuck are you? And I'm sitting there like, whoa, dude.
Yo, man, what the
chill
fuck?
The fuck out.
I love seeing when hosts go out and just fucking totally rip it. Or, like, when you go on a show and a host just fucking eats a bird, you get to come out. It's like,
yes.
After you host and you don't have to host anymore, it's so nice to come out after the host. If they do bad, you can just make fun of them. And if they do good, you're like, oh, hey, crowd's hot. I'm going to go out and smash.
I remember it now because I kind of did that. Because this weekend at Bananas, Bananas Comedy Club, the host, Camacho is his last name.
Nice. I have a cousin's cousin named Camacho.
He's a good bull.
What was his first name?
James.
Okay.
James. And I think it's Camacho, but whatever. James. Yeah. He was funny. He's a New York kid. And he went on and was like, he was talking about how he's half Asian, half Puerto Rican.
Okay.
His mom's Chinese, his dad's Puerto Rican. And he was talking about he was talking about how, you know, his life growing up like that, standard stuff. And then I followed him and I was like, I did not know that guy was diverse. Thought for sure he was white. I was back right before the show. I was getting him the old fucking inside white guy talk. I was like,
really?
Yo, I saw Star Wars, a little too much diversity. You know what I mean? Like, I was talking to him like he was a white guy.
I was imagining being at your family Christmas party and all of a sudden there's just like a black guy in your family and you're like, what's going on?
Yeah, like three Asians are just in my family. And my family's like, they've always been here. I'm like, I don't know. I'm not going to say anything, but they don't make sense being here. It's not accurate that they're here.
Your sister has purple hair and you just sit there, you're just sitting here like, what's going on?
We got an Arab now.
It's true.
We got Arabs infiltrating my family now.
That's true.
Keeping my white blood pure, my fucking depressed, alcoholic, diabetic blood needs my dumb white blood needs to remain pure.
Well, there you have it.
That is just. I just Alex Jones the fuck out that whole episode, dude.
It was funny.
I've been so upset about that all day. It's just the worst time.
You couldn't talk about anything else.
It's the worst time for us to have done this podcast.
You couldn't.
Within less than 24 hours from that incident, somebody messaged me that Facebook status.
Oh, man.
You know what else was funny? Before I went on,
yeah,
I was backstage talking to the girl, the female comic, who eventually would demand an apology out of me.
Yeah.
Before the show, I, you know, being friendly, everything's good. And I was like, she was like, kind of asking. I was like, I might have said, like, I don't feel like going out there.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to do it. And she's like, why? What's wrong? And I was like, I don't like performing at a place where I have a feeling. Like, I just get the feeling that everybody in here fucking does not like me.
Yeah.
Like, the comics I see, the comics that hang out there, the owner, just doesn't.
Yeah.
I know the owner doesn't like me.
Yeah.
And just when you see other comics that are like, wanting you to fail.
Of course.
So it's hard to do stand-up for people that don't like you.
Yeah, especially in a crowd that's geared
especially
not
in a
to.
Crowd that's like, he better not be offensive. He's a straight white man. He's lucky he's here.
Yeah.
If he's not being silly, he better not be straight and white.
Yeah.
The only way you can be white on that type of stage is
super silly,
if you're
dude.
Like wearing a tight sweater and being a complete pussy.
Yeah.
And making fun, like, I suck my own dick. Actually, yeah. Sorry, that was a bad example because it's a real example. and from a funny comic. But before the show, I was like, yeah, I don't like performing places where I feel like people don't like me. And she was like, yeah, I feel that a lot too. And I was like, yeah, once you realize that no one gives a fuck.
Yeah.
Once you realize, like, you're not important enough for people to care.
Yeah.
Which is normally the case.
Mm-hmm.
Then it doesn't matter. You realize you were just being dumb. You're in your own head because no one gives a fuck.
Yeah.
And then I was like, but usually what happens is I'll go out there and talk a lot of shit, like call everyone dorks, make fun of them for being liberal.
Yeah.
Make fun of it for being a safe space. And then I'll always, it does well. It works. And then as soon as I get off stage, I feel bad about it.
Just because what it's else like, can you do?
I feel bad about it. And then usually somebody hits me with a vague Facebook post. I called my fucking shot. I
damn
100% said that.
Wow.
And then I, of course, go on stage, was a little heavy-handed with the Asians, get off stage, felt bad about it,
got hit
come
with
home,
the Facebook
get
post.
Hit with a vague Facebook post.
Wow.
100%. Called it.
Interesting.
Shane Stradamus, dude.
That is Shane Stradamus, dude.
I called it.
Holy fuck.
And now I'll spend the next week in torment.
Why?
No, I'll go do stand-up tonight and then Friday and Saturday up at the Funny Bone.
Ball out elsewhere.
The Funny Bone in Hartford, Connecticut with the Rich Voss, with the legend, dude. I love that guy so much.
He's so fucking
funny.
He's
the best.
Yeah, dude, I mean.
So, yeah, I'll be fine. I just, you know, just don't like to have people upset with me.
I hear you. It's hard.
I'm a nice guy.
It's hard, but dude.
Yeah.
All great men must.
All great men.
You must deal with your detractors.
Yeah. Fucking hang myself.
A lot of great men do that as
a
well.
A lot of great men have hung themselves and got shot in the head and shit.
Yep.
So yeah, maybe I'll do that. I don't know. Ball out.
Don't hang yourself.
I'm not going to hang myself over a fucking Asian girl getting offended.
Sorry.
I'm not going to. You don't have to actually worry.
No, I'm not. It's just so funny to imagine.
If I Shawshanked it and fucking wrote like Shane was here, hung myself at the good.
The drywall's just like.
Yeah, I would go right. I mean, this thing's already leaking. My ceiling's dripping with water. It's a peasant's life for me, dude.
Yeah, you don't have enough. You'd have to like do it like The Wire and hang yourself from the doorknob like the one dude.
What, you sit down with it?
Yeah, you sit on it and hang yourself.
That takes some.
You gotta, really want it. Yeah, you gotta really want it.
No, I'm not that sad.
All right.
I'll probably just, if I did that, I would probably la lock ba.
You go bomb vest?
Not actual bomb. I'm talking full on stand up fucking.
You think you Bud Wire a stand up set?
I wouldn't actually commit suicide. I'm saying I'd give a couple hardcore fucking sets before I dropped.
That's true.
You know how we were saying last week about Allahu Akbar, you guys are all retards is the new.
Yeah,
I'd do that. I'd hit a couple rooms and just be like, you guys are all retards. Do a sick set.
When I was in Brooklyn, I tried doing that. I was like, I'm going to tell these people just how annoying they are. And I got up there and I was just be like, you guys fucking suck. And I just mumbled and stuttered and was like, fuck you guys. And
no,
like,
I'm good at that.
I'm horrible at it.
I can go into a room like in Brooklyn and be like, yo, what's up?
Yeah.
It's fucking me.
Yeah.
Your bully from high school. You thought you could fucking hide from me in Brooklyn, you fucking dork. I found you. I learned art and I found you.
Yep.
Yeah, that line usually works.
Yeah, I just went up there and just stuttered and was like, fuck these guys.
Fuck, you guys are so fucking gay. Like, I'm trying to be funny and you guys are just fucking get mad at it.
Well, I agreed with the comic going up before me because they were like, his shit was funny and they weren't giving him anything. I'm like, you guys fucking suck, blah, 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 blah. And it just evolved into me just being like, I don't know what I was about to talk about next. I was like, okay. They gave me a light, and I was like, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
And I was out.
All right, we should end this, right?
Yeah.